Welcome to Show 65 with my guest, Dr. Elsbeth and Freddie Sintal.
To be really in tune with myself so that I can live to the fullest, that I can create the business to the fullest, and most importantly, that I can be in relationship in a harmonious, in an inspiring way.
As I look out into the world and I see there's so many opportunities for growth and that entrepreneurs are on the cutting edge of that.
This is Conscious Millionaire. Learn to achieve big profits and make a big difference every Monday through Friday with your host, business coach, marketing expert, and best-selling author, J.V. Crum III. Be certain to download your free copy of First Millionaire Manifesto, 7 Steps to 7 Figures. This is a must-have for your business library. Go to ConsciousMillionaire.com now, or in the United States, text the word million to 38470. Again, text MILLION to 38470 now.
Hello, this is J.V. Crum III, and I want to welcome you from wherever you're listening around the globe. Now, if you're a conscious entrepreneur who wants to create positive change and grow a high-profit business, then the next 30 minutes is going to provide you with tools, strategies, and insights that can change your business and your life. You're going to want to listen closely because today we have two amazing experts on relationship intimacy for entrepreneurs. They're the authors of the best-selling book, Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy. They've assisted more than 10,000 couples and singles in rekindling and expanding their love and relationships over the past decade. They're also the founders and directors of the Tantra Nova Institute in Chicago and are internationally renowned workshop leaders, relationship and intimacy coaches, and certified Tantra yoga teachers. They're the producers of the best-selling DVD series Creating Intimacy and Love. They've also been featured on Showtime's documentary series Sexual Healing and the Emmy Award-winning NBC show Starting Over. Help me welcome to the show Dr. Elsbeth Mowat and Freddie Sintal Weaver. Elsbeth and Sintal, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having us, JV.
Hi, JV. Great to be here.
It's great to connect with you all again. I want to give a shout out to Eben Pagan. We all met at Eben Pagan's amazing event in Chicago this year. We had lunch together, got to know each other better, just kind of hit it off. So I got to know a lot more about you. But so that our listeners can get to know you better, how would you describe yourself in your own words?
So we are life partners and business partners and beloveds.
Wow.
Yes, this is really a whole unity. And Freddie always says, you know, how long have we been together?
Well, officially, technically 13 years we've been together and working with this business. But we work together, live together, so that's like 26 years.
Oh, so you get double the value and double the fun, right?
That's right.
So I guess so you've been intimate with one another in multiple ways. And what else is there you could tell us about your life in terms of what's most important to you all?
So what's most important to me is really, for me personally, to be really in, you know, tune with myself so that I can live to the fullest, that I can create the business to the fullest, and most importantly, that I can be in relationship in a harmonious, in a fun, in an inspiring way. And that really permeates out throughout my life. And I work with clients, when I lead workshops, when we are on a show like yours.
Yeah,
how's it for you?
Well, absolutely. I am committed to my own personal growth and committed to creative change. As I look out into the world and I see there's so many opportunities for growth, and I get that we are an evolving humanity and that entrepreneurs are on the cutting edge of that. I love what you're talking about in your show today in terms of how we can make a difference in the world and in our business as entrepreneurs. And what we've been doing for the last 14 years really falls right in line with what's important to me in my life in terms of having an impact in the world and also feeling good about it.
So what is, because you all are business partners, and in fact, we're both taking a business training together, which is kind of fun as well, where we're learning a lot more about social media very quickly. So building a business together, is this the first, when you came together, is this the first business either of you had, or do you come from an entrepreneur background before this?
Actually, I wouldn't say that exactly. I was a management consultant in the 90s. And worked at a boutique kind of a consulting firm. And then I decided to go on my own, first thinking that I would keep consulting, which I did for a couple more years. But during that time, I also learned about this practice that we are teaching now. It's called Tantra. And Tantra is really a way of getting more deeply connected with oneself, with our sexual self, our love self, our emotional self, and our spiritual self. And that really set some spark off that then had me totally change my career. And now I'm this intimacy coach and my beloved who stepped into my life when I was ready for him. You know, I mean, being a tantra coach or intimacy coach is not exactly the trajectory of a management consultant.
No, and that's what I love about this because, and my background was building a regional trucking line, so you didn't exactly connect those dots to building Conscious Millionaire and a nonprofit Conscious World to help youth and look at how we can bring higher consciousness and we can bring very practical business strategies into building our business and have a whole life and a whole business. But this is really, I think, what's happening to a lot of people. I don't think what you and I experienced or what those people who are really attracted to all of our work are experiencing and everybody who's listening to us today is that we're in a big transition right now.
Yes. Absolutely. The world is changing and it's an opportunity to really hit a new level of awareness and consciousness. And there's stuff changing so rapidly that unless we are conscious and wake up, we can miss the whole thing. Myself, I came from not an entrepreneurial background. My father is a doctor and he had a private practice and also taught at university and also hospitals. But he had an entrepreneurial spirit. Personally, as an adult, I was in the software business for many years in the San Francisco area and always studied these practices since I was 15. So it's great to have to come full circle in terms of teaching this, loving what I do, and also making a difference and being an entrepreneurial as well.
And being with me.
Yes, and being with Elspeth, that's right.
Yeah, there you go. And so what is it that you – oh, they're giving each other a kiss, everybody. So there's the intimacy. I love it. So let's talk about relationships for entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs have a very different life than a typical person. It's a roller coaster life. It's a life where one day could be 10 hours, another day could be 15 hours. One month you might make a lot of money. The next month the profits may not be where you expected them to be. It's all over the board. And it seems to me that entrepreneurs, more than anyone, are needing help in our relationships so that we have a vital, healthy life.
Mm. Yeah. Actually, JV, what you're saying is really needed throughout the spectrum, from entrepreneurs, be it a small business, to, you know, big CEOs of big businesses. We are invited to speak at a young president's organization's conference in October in Paris. And, you know, you would think, wait a minute, they are intimacy coaches. What does it have to do with business? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So they invited us actually to really give these CEOs and managers, and they come with their spouses or their partners, give them something that really will enliven their life and mm-hmm. their relationship. And so with respect to what we want to share here with you today is that for us, building our business has been always an integrated way, because bringing our connection with ourselves, if I'm not connected with myself, I have a hard time marketing. I have a hard time actually walking the talk with respect to when we have people in front of us. You know, if I'm totally discombobulated and, you know, I am not the role model. And not, as you said earlier, before we started the show, that none of us is perfect. It's not about being perfect. However, it's about living what we are teaching. And so if we could use that, what we call the life force energy that runs through us all the time, most of the time in a subtle way, just like right now, you know, you sitting in your office and we sitting here in our little studio, and everybody who is listening and watching, energy is running through us all the time, otherwise it wouldn't be alive. Now, we don't have a class in school where we learn about life force energy. We learn about nuclear energy, electrical energy, thermal energy, all kinds of forms of energy. However, not about our life force energy. So what we bring to the party is to cultivate that life force energy that shows up most of the time in a subtle state, also at times in an aroused state, and how we can channel that to really imbue our intentions and our dreams.
How does that, and this is information that I'm very familiar with, but I'm curious because you work with so many couples and we've talked about many of them are entrepreneurs or CEOs. How does this kind of practice relate to business success? How are the two intertwined?
Right. Well, JB, one of the things that's primordially imperative for the entrepreneur or anyone, particularly entrepreneurs, because there's so much change, as you said, life is an up and down roller coaster. And how do we remain conscious in those moments that we need to, where we need to change something because it doesn't work, or stay with something even though it doesn't feel right, but it shows that it's working? These practices that we teach are an integration of learning meditation and also working and doing practices with our sexual energy. Now, that might seem completely unrelated to many listening, but let me stay with me for a moment here. So when we're in our sexual energy, we're more open, loving, vulnerable. Chemically, we change. Oxytocin's released, endorphins, serotonin. So if we're in that state of awareness and connection anyway, then with the learned, what we call the observer, the meditative mind, with intention, like I want to be more effective in some particular area of business that I'm not seeing, then what happens is we become more receptive to what's happening in terms of how we're creating what we're not getting. So we become more conscious at a deeper level. So that's how we begin to start to draw the line of what this has to do with people in business and in life and how we can be more effective. As I said, we've been doing this for the last 13 years. We've got a book, DVDs, tapes, and we work with people of all socioeconomic levels all over the world now. And we've seen what happens with people when they start doing these practices. We think of that sexual energy as creative and pleasurable. Well, there's a systemic intelligence there. Creativity and pleasure show up in a lot of places in life, where we work, live, people we're around. When we start bringing consciousness to sexual energy as we practice or teach it, creativity and pleasure start showing up in areas of life that seem completely unrelated to sex in the simple process of living itself.
Well, you know, that's absolutely true. And, you know, I'll just take it in the direction of art. It's that I happen to love art. And I have pieces of art in major museums in the United States and in other places in the world as well that I've had relationships with for 20 or 30 years. And what I noticed is that that we tend to define, as long as we're talking about sexual energy, let's just put it out on the table here. We tend to define, especially in the United States, sexual energy in a very, very, very narrow way, you know, that's right, related to physical sex and an act. Yeah. And then it's gone, right? Yeah. But sexual energy is the creativity and the innovation. All great art, I think, comes out of sexual energy. All great businesses are built out of sexual energy. And when I'm standing in front of a Picasso, I feel a sexual connection to this. Not an erotic connection, a sexual connection. And when I'm having a great vision for where I can take Conscious Millionaire, there's a sexual innovation that's occurring. So, yes. So how is it that entrepreneurs can tap into that in order to get those kinds of energies in their business so they can use them to help grow their business and make their business more vital?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So, you know, just as we work out, you know, how we train our body to be strong and have energy to sustain, I mean, like, you know, days of work, there is so, and that is more focused on, you know, the muscular body, the body that we can see, that we can feel with our muscles, more mechanical, that we, you know, run. Where we come in is actually to start using our energetic body. Now, our energetic body, again, is not something we learn about. It has to do with that energy that runs through us all the time. And we want to become more attuned to that energy, because once I can sense that energy, I can guide it. So, for example, you know, like the pelvic floor is the area where life force energy emanates from. And then it moves up in a serpentine way, up and down, all the way down into the pelvic floor. It does this on its own. We don't have to turn it on and off. So when we become more attuned to that, then we can actually activate that energy a little bit more in the pelvic floor. So, for example, when we squeeze and release the pelvic floor muscles.
So that, and you have exercises that you teach people to do this.
Exactly, yeah. So, and it's not only activating the life force energy that gives me more energy, it also connects me more with that center of creativity. So in our practice, we distinguish seven energy centers. It comes from the ancient system.
Right. So is this the chakra system?
The chakra system, right. And so the first center is called the center of being grounded, the base center, base chakra. And the second center is the creation center or sexual center. And the first center has something to do with, as I said, being grounded. And when I don't feel in my groundedness, what shows up often when the frequency is off there, I may feel fear of survival, or I'm feeling I'm not good enough, or I don't have enough, or worry. So that speaks actually to what you earlier asked, you know, how can this help us entrepreneurs, all of us, when I'm a little bit out of kilter, you know, and I feel I'm getting anxious or I start worrying, I breathe into my belly, I squeeze my pelvic floor muscles so that I actually connect with my grounded being. And what it assists me in is that I become more calm, that I feel more grounded again. I'm more inside myself versus outside of myself. And so it has very practical implications.
And so let's list out some of those practical implications. So if you're listening, this is where you really want to pay attention, because let's talk about how any entrepreneur can take and utilize this. What are some steps? What are the practical things for them to be doing?
Well, one of the first things that we outline in the book are the observer mind, which is watching our thoughts and our conversations. The second piece is parasympathetic breathing, or diaphragmatic breathing, breathing into the belly. That's really important because it requires the mind to focus on it. So oftentimes when we're in a spin, if we give the mind something to focus on, we can step a little away from the impact of the emotional impact of whatever's going on, the upset or the...
So that it can kind of move you from chaos to focus.
Right. So those are two primordial, really primordially intricate, imperative pieces that we outline in the book. And also then the third piece is working with life force or sexual energy in its aroused forms or its less aroused forms. And that's the piece. So putting those three pieces together. And also the fourth piece is intention. And that's where we start to get that we are creating what we're getting. Oftentimes it doesn't look like we are if we don't see that we're actually doing that. So those are the three most important pieces.
Yes. And the first one, if I understand it, the observer mind, a lot of times that develops through meditation and being present.
Yes.
Yeah. And the conscious breath, or what Freddie had called the parasympathetic or
parasympathetic.
Yeah. And parapragmatic.
Diaphragmatic.
Diaphragmatic.
Yeah.
So we're playing with language today. Yes, that's wonderful. Yes. They're laughing. Just so you know, I'm watching them on video, and Elspeth and Freddie are laughing with one another. So, yes. You know, what I'm curious is that I think we'd be remiss if we didn't get some comments, because if you're listening and you're thinking of starting a business or you're an entrepreneur, then relationship intimacy, what is the point of having all this success if at home you don't have relationship intimacy so you can really feel the joy and enjoy your life? So what are some pointers that you could give entrepreneurs on how to develop more relationship intimacy?
Being in relationship and running a business can be a strain on both sides. You know, there's not enough time for the relationship and there's not enough time for the business, or at least this is how we may experience it. So we have developed five-minute partner practices that can be done in the morning, or some of them during the day, or when one comes home, you know, after a long day. And they have to do, again, with conscious breathing. That is where we start out. So our practices always start out with cultivating that conscious breath within oneself. And then in couplehood, we breathe together. So there is something about synchronizing our breath that really immediately actually has us come together and feel like a union. So, for example, you know, there's one practice that is really lovely. So where we place...
So you're placing hands on each other's chest.
Right.
In the heart center. Yeah.
Yes.
In the heart center. And now you're going to breathe together.
Breathe in together. And we breathe out together. We breathe in together. And we breathe out together. On the exhalation, we send our love energy into the other's heart center. When we breathe in, I receive Freddie Santal's heart energy and love energy in my heart center. So we do this for a little while. Doesn't have to be long. We look into each other's left eye, because the left eye is correlated to the right brain hemisphere. That is more the feeling, experiential part of the brain versus the logical linear.
This is a great practice. Let's just go over it again. So you're going to turn to each other, put your hand on each other's heart area or heart chakra. And then you're going to breathe in and out together. And when you breathe out, you're sending your love into the other person. And when you breathe in, you're allowing that person's love into you.
Visualizing with your intention and attention, receiving, and on the exhalation, visualizing attention and intention, sending, and left eye gaze. Again, that's the receptive center. And what that does, and if you do that regularly throughout the day, what it does is, again, it steps us away from whatever dramas are going on. And then we can then refocus and come back with a renewed, refreshed connection.
If you're listening to this, I want to suggest that if you began your morning with your partner this way, and you went to bed at night and ended your day this way, I can imagine right off that you're going to have a very different relationship.
Yeah.
And a different day in how you relate to business contacts and people on the phone and everything else, because you feel more connected. And that's where it makes a difference in terms of how people are getting you and how you're getting people. We're not in our head. We're not missing anything. We're right there.
That's beautiful. I really appreciate it. That's a very practical way for people to develop more intimacy. Yeah. This is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
And if you think of the word intimacy, into me, I see.
Ah, that's beautiful. And think of how we can have more intimacy with the people with whom we work, and the more intimacy with our customers. Because it's really, as I'm listening to you, the core of intimacy seems to be being present with one another. Is that accurate?
Yes. And also, because what we are sharing here is universal. It's not just with Freddie. Now, I'm not going to go when our assistant comes, you know, administrative assistant comes in the morning. I don't go and do the heart-to-heart connection. But I can just breathe when I'm around her, particularly when there's something, you know, not happening or not being done. You know, instead of getting angry or nervous or something, I can just breathe into myself. When I calm down, my environment calms down. I mean, you know, it has something to do with
it. It was kind of like, JV, when we started the interview today and we were having so many technical problems.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You didn't experience that, but we did. We had a lot of technical problems.
And I saw myself thinking and kind of starting to kind of panic a little bit. And I took a few belly breaths and then I could laugh at it, you know? Like the world was still going to be here if we started a little later or we rescheduled, you know? It was okay. And so it lightened the moment up for me.
Yes. And just so you're listening, I'll own it that I had unplugged my USB cord to my mixer. So the mixer's looking good, all the settings are right, and I'm not hearing them. And it's because I had taken my computer into another room in between recordings, and then I looked down and went, oh, yeah, the USB cord has to be in or we're not going to be recording. So it's time for those five conscious questions. The first one is, what is a marketing practice that has added more sales to your business?
One of our successful marketing practice is to have monthly introductory evenings. And people who have worked with us, they can bring their friends for free. And we have so many people show up as referrals. They come, some come with their friends, some, you know, are being sent by their friends or family members or colleagues, associates. And that has been one of the most successful marketing practice that we have been doing now for, I think,
several years.
8 years.
Yeah.
The thing about that, JV, is it's not like we have these like certificates that we give to clients that come, and it's $100 value for two to come to these introductions that we do once a month. It's a 2-hour program. If someone just shows up, it's $50 at the door or $40 if they buy a reservation online. So when we give this to a client, it's a $100 value. It's not, here's a ticket for free. So it's
right.
Important to put it
and it's a real $100 because other people would be paying that.
Exactly. Right. So now they can gift their friends with $100 worth of value, and people want to come to that because it's not just for free. It's $100 value. So that's important for your listeners if they're going to put that in place. And it will increase. You give a little something away to get a little something.
Right. And that would work whether you're selling products or programs or training or coaching. It would actually work in any kind of product or service.
Yes, yes it would. Yeah.
Well, I want to recommend, before we get to asking you what book you're going to recommend, I want to recommend, if you want more intimacy in your relationships, and if you're listening to this, I'm certain if you don't have a relationship, you probably want to get an intimate relationship. And if you're in one, you probably want more intimacy. So Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy by Elsbeth Muth and Freddie Zintaw Weaver. And that's available. Where can they purchase that book?
They can get that online at Amazon or Kindle or Barnes & Noble, or come to our website at tantranova.com.
Absolutely. And what business or personal growth book would you like to recommend?
I would like to recommend The Power of Partnership by Isla. I don't know if you know about it. It has changed my life in terms of, you know, shifting out of the hierarchical system that we have been in for the last 2 millennia, which is based on patriarchy, into actually coming into a horizontal model of partnership. And that applies to beloved relationships, to family relationships, to business partners relationships, to organizational and country and global relationships. And she writes about it in a very eloquent way, like shifting a paradigm. And it's phenomenal. I highly recommend it.
Great. Thank you very much. And Freddie, what would you like to recommend?
Well, you know, we talked a lot about meditation and a little bit about the sexual energy and how we put those together. And many people listening maybe are just starting to even think about meditation. A book that I would highly recommend, it's been around for several years, and he's written several books and done some programs with Oprah as well. His name is Eckhart Tolle, and his first book in his trilogy was The Power of Now. And that's a great introduction to meditation and listening and how we create our reality from within. And he writes so clean and simple, and I would highly recommend that book for anybody in business or in life.
You know, it's interesting. That has been one of the most recommended books on the show, along with Think and Grow Rich, which has also been highly recommended.
Yeah.
But I've read both of them many times, and I love Eckhart Tolle's work. It's really good. A New Earth is also fabulous.
I've read all of his stuff. Yeah, it's all really good.
And Chevy, in Think and Grow Rich, there is one chapter that we actually quoted in our book where he mentions that transmuting of sexual energy.
Yes. And that was very, very, I don't know what the word, forward thinking for his time.
Quite avant-garde.
Totally.
Yeah, very forward thinking. Yeah. Yes, because it is true that we can either waste it or we can transmute it into a higher purpose.
Yes. Or be run by it. Because really, energy is one. You know, it just, when it's manifested as sexual energy, it's unique in that it creates life, it's pleasurable and you know, creative energy. And it runs people, you know, it's got sex crazy, you know, so unless we bring consciousness to it, we can be run by it.
And I want to throw this out. It's not one we have time to discuss, but I was just thinking the difference between the root chakra and the crown chakra. And the crown chakra also has sexual energy, but it's a higher consciousness sexual energy. It's a different sexual energy. And it takes you to a different place, you know, a visionary place. So how do you all, you've got this wonderfully intimate relationship, and having been able to spend time with you in person, I know what a loving couple you are and how what the energy you put out in the room when you're just around people. So how do you all get motivated in the morning to have awesomely successful days?
Oh, actually, we have practices usually in the morning. We just, you know, briefly connect, but sometimes just touching or just kissing, consciously kissing each other. And then Freddie usually goes off to do his workout in the club. And I, you know, get my tea and then I do my yoga or I go for a walk by Lake Michigan, which is wonderful in the summer.
Right.
And then we come together around, you know, 10 o'clock, and that is, or earlier, depending on what's up. Like this morning was 8 o'clock, but, and, you know, where we put our heads together and really
market the day and do, yes, you know, shows like your show. But one of the things I love to do in the morning, particularly, we're in Chicago. It's cold a lot of times of the year, but in the summer times, I ride a Harley Davidson, and I love to ride the Harley in the morning on Lake Shore.
Right.
Get the sunrise if I can catch it. And do a little meditation near the water. It's always wonderful for me to start my day with that kind of centering as well.
So what does conscious mean to each of you?
Conscious to me means bringing awareness first and foremost to myself, because if I don't bring awareness to myself, how can I be aware of him, or how can I become aware of the planet or the world around me? And that is something we as humans are blessed, because we can reflect on consciousness. You know, there's a consciousness, an innate consciousness also in animals or in anything that is alive, like flowers. However, they are not self-reflective. So this is where we really have the power to actually evolve consciousness. I mean, this is really remarkable. And so the work that we have been doing is very much in service of evolving consciousness, and particularly around our sexual spiritual being.
Yes, thank you. Freddie, what does conscious mean to you?
Well, consciousness in practice for me is, you know, because like everyone else, I'm prone to fall into all the pits of stuff. Really, it's saying yes, like earlier when we had the little problem with the technical, to say yes to that and keep moving forward and trying to figure it out. But saying yes gave up my wishing it were different. And then to be grateful for the miracle that all this is. And in those conversations for myself, I can be reminded of really what's possible in this moment.
And what's the legacy you want to leave?
Oh, wow, I love that question. The legacy I want to leave is a shift in consciousness, in paradigm of what it means to be sexual beings. You know, I consider that the shift similar to the shift from the flat to the round world. Over the last, 20, 30 years, becoming more aware of our third eye chakra, our conscious self, our, you know, many people call it the spiritual self, which is not necessarily religious in nature, and the heart self, the emotional self, also brought on through the popularization of therapy, where we can express our feelings, getting in tune with our feelings. For us, the third dimension, the last frontier perhaps, is the sexual center, the sexual awareness, because it has been vilified, suppressed, oppressed, obsessed. So also, what's going to happen if I allow it, and fear, guilt, shame, embarrassment. So clearing that so that we can be free and access that wonderful life force energy that is creative in nature, and create with that energy our physical health, our emotional well-being, and our spiritual being.
Yes. And then when you can bring that into your business and the difference you're making into the world, it seems like you have a whole life.
Yeah.
Freddie, what's the legacy you want to leave?
Well, that I played a role in evolving this sexual consciousness, that we elevate the conversation and elevate how we are with each other, and that I played a role in that. in the work that we have created and continue to do. And that would be my legacy that I would like to have left on the planet when my physical form is all done.
The physical form is done, but the spiritual journey still continues.
We're
still conscious, it seems to be. That's still going to happen. So this has been a great and a really unique conversation on Conscious Millionaire Podcast that I thought was important, because having intimate relationships is so key to being successful as an entrepreneur and to be successful in life. You know, because it's not about building a business. It's about building a life, and building a business is part of that life. And I think it's important to know the context in which all this occurs. I know a lot of listeners are going to want to get a hold of you all. How can they best reach you?
At tantranova.com, T-A-N-T-R-A-N-O-V-A, our website. And as we mentioned earlier, there is a free gift available to you called 10 Practices to Create Intimacy and Love. And it's downloadable. Just, you know, opt in with your emails and it'll be delivered to your mailbox right away. The book is on the home page when you scroll down a little further.
And that book, again, is Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment, Love, and Intimacy. Yeah, that's wonderful. So again, I want to give that. It's tantranova.com. And as a listener, you know, all of these links, as well as the Twitter, the Facebook, all these links will be made available at ConsciousMillionairePodcast.com. Just come there and you'll be able to get all this information and this incredible free gift. I thank both of you for taking time today and for your patience when we weren't able to get the show started quite as we expected. You know, it really was nice to have that conscious interchange and like, oh, eventually we found it, figured it out. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, JV. Thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire with JV Crum III. Be certain to download your free copy of First Millionaire Manifesto, 7 Steps to 7 Figures. Go to ConsciousMillionaire.com now, or in the United States, just text the word million to 38470. Again, text million to 38470 now. And tune in to the next Conscious Millionaire podcast.